All right, KX93.5 supporting our local community here in Laguna Beach, California. And we've got a really special treat for you now. We're joined in studio by three girls, Sienna, Presley, and Nina, ages 10, 10, and 12, who are junior gold medalists in water polo and are still playing on the junior teams here in Laguna Beach. So good morning to all of you.
Hi. Morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Is anybody awake yet? Are you good?
Not really.
I'm good.
Water polo, that's the thing, right? What, do you ride horses? Is that what that is? Big horses? You didn't bring the horse? No? You're looking at me like I'm a complete idiot. Okay.
He's British. You have to forgive him. Like I said earlier, the high school team obviously gets a lot of attention because we've sent girls to the Olympics who have won gold medals and we always win. But probably not getting the attention they deserve are the junior teams, which is why there's a party tonight that we'll talk about. But you guys have all won gold medals. And in addition to that, each team swept and won this past year, the 10s, the 12s, and the 14s, all gold medalists. That's a pretty big deal, right?
Yes.
And all the girls from Laguna Beach. Are these Laguna Beach team?
That's right.
Yeah.
Could you rattle your medals for us, please, just so that people can hear? Yeah, there we go. They're actual gold medals. Awesome. Nice. I know it sounds like the goats just arrived.
Can anybody talk about how big of a deal this tournament is? Because I understand it's one of the biggest water polo tournaments in the country. So who wants to comment on that?
Well, we work like the whole year in training. We work our whole year to the Junior Olympics to win the gold medal.
Yeah. Right. And what does that work look like? What sorts of stuff do you have to do all year long to prepare?
It's swimming, swim sets,
drills,
push-ups, sit-ups.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything you could think of for, like, getting in shape.
Yeah.
Presley, your dad told me last week that you can finally beat him in the pool. Like, no contest, actually.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Good. And how do you feel about that?
It's really cool.
Yeah? All right, good. I'm glad. Glad to hear it. And so you each go to Top of the World in Thurston, but are the teams comprised of girls from a bunch of different schools? Or I guess if everybody goes to Thurston, who's on the 12 or 14 team probably, right?
Well, yeah, but there are some girls who come from other schools that come to Laguna Beach. There are some girls from the Tritons team that moved over to the Laguna Beach team.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And why do you think Laguna is such a hot spot for water polo? Why are we so good at water polo in Laguna?
Because we have the best coaches ever.
Yeah? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a very good answer.
Would you like to do a shout out to them? Who are the coaches?
Coach Kelsey, Coach Albie,
Coach Rob, and
Coach Kelsey.
And is one of the coaches Ethan, who coaches the high school team?
Yes.
Yeah, he's also the assistant coach for the national team, and Albie just retired.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So the goal is to eventually play for the high school team, right, and then go on and above and beyond. So do you guys all want to do that? Want to play in high school?
Yes.
That'd be amazing.
And then let me ask you, Sienna, do you have a goal of actually playing in the Olympics, in the actual Olympics?
Yes.
How do you hope to achieve that? What's it going to take?
I'm going to work really hard and try.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Do you guys get nervous? Is it really exciting to be in one of these big competitions?
It's definitely a bit nervous because if one person messes up, then we all kind of have to, like, work together to get back up.
Do you worry that you're going to mess up?
A lot, yeah. But if I ever did, no one would be extremely mad at me. They would just help me to try to get better so I can, like, so that we can all achieve
our goal together like a team.
Yeah.
So you must be kind of like a family, really.
Yeah.
Looking after each other. Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet that's fun, and I'm sure it gets you over the nerves. So how was it going into the competition? Did you start from a good position, or did you have to work really hard to get to the finals?
We had to work pretty hard.
Yeah. You had to work hard, but the 10U went in as the first seed, and I think the 12U did too. And being the first seed, everyone is going to give their best shot at you. So that can get kind of nerve-wracking sometimes, but you just have to work through it, and you know that if you let somebody get by you, then there are going to be five other kids behind you that will get them for you.
Who are the teams that you girls played? What are some of them?
We played
Tritons,
lot of
Back
teams.
Bay.
Where are they from, though?
We had a team from Connecticut. We played a team from
Colorado, which was the Rocky Mountain Neptunes.
So they're from all over the place.
Yeah.
So you really are the best 10 and 12 and 14-year-old teams in the country because of this. What about the world? Is there another competition where you play teams from all over the globe?
Not at this age.
Okay.
Maybe whenever you get to like high school or college, but.
Well, it's an unbelievable feat. And again, the gold medalists are in studio. Sienna Presley and Nina, who are some of the winners, along with the rest of the team, who won at this year's Junior Olympics. And there's a party that the city is throwing tonight. So they're going to congratulate all these girls' water polo teams on their gold medals. It's tonight from 3:30, or this afternoon, I should say, 3:30 to 4:30 at the Susie Q Center. And the mayor's going to be there and give a proclamation. It's
amazing.
A big deal.
It's a brilliant deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So you can show up tonight, a free event, again, Susie Q Center, September 12th today, 3:30 to 4:30, to celebrate these girls and their gold medals. Is everyone going to bring their clinky medals tonight at the thing?
Of course.
Yes. Oh, clink on. I would wear them continuously. I want to see you at Wahoo's, you know, just hanging out with your medals on. Let everybody know how cool you are, because it's such a great achievement. And, you know, you'll be able to relax today a little bit, I'm sure, and hang out.
Uh-huh. Did you guys get to be late for school for this today?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, my school doesn't start until later because I go to the middle school.
Wow,
so.
Look at you. All right. Yeah. Well, you girls got to be late for school.
Yes.
Okay. Well, feel free to hang out as long as you want. All right. So again, that's Sienna Presley and Nina, the Junior Olympic gold medalists. And thanks very much, girls, for coming in with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
See you this afternoon at the Susie Q.
All right.
Bye.